Welcome to the big show.
He could go all
the way. Oh, America, are you serious? It is showtime, baby. Here we go. Red, jam, slam.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. You are listening to Ed Calchosa Sports Radio. Check it over to the scoreboard. 22 seconds and counting remaining here. And taking a quick shot of quarterback Eric Nino, who has just had a phenomenal game so far, receiving an award officially from a representative from the Ford Motor Corporation, which is the Built Ford Tough Award, something of that nature. I don't know the exact name of the award. He won that award during the Week 4 performance against the West Lagoose Wildcats, and now during this halftime presentation, he is being honored there at the 50-yard line. So definitely congratulations to quarterback Eric Nino for that performance. And of course, Mr. Cannon here in the booth making a comment that the performance from Week 4 is definitely going to be surpassed if he continues his ways thus far.
209 yards rushing.
Some quick stats there from John Cannon. Quarterback Eric Nino with 205 yards passing and of course Nino 8 for 9, his only incompletion coming on an attempt to get rid of the ball and avoid a sack. So pretty much near perfect precision passing. Also mentioned that he has 49 yards rushing for the night. So Nino having one heck of a night here for tonight's ball game. Mati Galindo asking for a shout out for all the fans, Ed Calchosa fans in Duncanville. Are there a lot of fans in Duncanville? Well, certainly you're there, and we're glad to have you as we are set to start off the second half of this 32-4A district matchup, the Ed Calchosa Yellow Jackets versus the Mission High Eagles, and the Yellow Jackets holding on to a nice point advantage, officially a 19-point advantage, 35-16 over the visiting Mission Eagles. So interesting to see whether the Yellow Jackets will continue to put up points here on the ball game, whether Coach Solis will play quarterback Eric Nino for the entire game or maybe pull him out in the third quarter, depending on how the Jacket defense does, what kind of job they do stifling the offense of the Eagles. But by all means, definitely should be an interesting half here. Was noted that this was an extremely long first half. As I look to the time here on my laptop, 9:38 is the time here on my laptop, and you figure most games finish about 10:30, right? 10:15, 10:30.
It'll be a lot 11:30.
So this is going to be a long, long ball game, luckily you guys tuning in tonight are in the comfort of your own home, probably enjoying a great beverage of your choice. I'm sure we wish to be in that position too. As the ball is going to be kicked off. Mission did have, losing the toss, had the option to receive in the second half. And number 4, returning the ball to the 25-yard line, will start off 1st and 10. So what I'll try to do right now is I'll just have it zoomed out completely. And I'll move it every little bit. Obviously, the big bulk of the difficulty coming with trying to zoom in and or trying to broadcast and work the camera at the same time is that zooming in and zooming out, trying to focus on the ball and so forth. So not the best picture, but once again, one of the beauties of having a no-budget operation. 1st and 10 from the 25, handoff for number 28, and goes off the right side of the line. Maybe picks up 3 or 4 yards. Looks like to be a 4-yard gain. It'll bring up second and six for the Eagles. Do want to welcome the fans out there tuning into tonight's ball game. As a Eagles now on second and six, opt to pass, catch is made. Forward progress may give them enough for the first down. Reception number nine for the Eagles, coming down with the pass or reception, and looking at the spot, he is not given enough forward progress to get the first down. It will bring up a third and about one from maybe the 34, 35 yard line. Oh, quarterback for the Eagles definitely having a pretty good game, throwing for 126 yards. It's just he's either on the money or he's just completely off. Hasn't really been lukewarm or medium all throughout this ball game. As quarterback opts to scramble, or actually it wasn't even a scramble. It was more of a designed run play, a designed keep. Rolls to the Well, he rolls to the right, and I guess they're saying that his foot was out of bounds a little bit earlier. Looked like he might have had enough for the first down, but instead it's chalked up as a no gain, maybe even a loss. And it is a fourth and one, maybe a long one or a short two. As Mission decides not to take any gamble here from the 34-yard line, as they, on a delayed move, bring in their punting unit, and a couple guys coming in late for the punting unit, but they finally get the guys out there as the ball will be snapped and it will be punted. A terrible punt that's going to go sideways at about the 44-yard line. Officially, 5, 10, 15, 20, maybe about a 21-yard punt by the punter for the Eagles. And not the greatest of, performance by your special teams, you know, given the Jackets have been able to score with relative ease the last quarter, you want to pin them back as far as possible. But they will be starting from their own 44-yard line, first and 10, as Nino hands the ball off to number 32, Roger Garcia, who stiff arms one defender as he is eventually pulled out of bounds in Eagle territory. Close to about an 8-yard gain. It will bring up a second and 7-8-yard gain. Looks like a second and three. Jackets in a tight formation there. Fullback Justin Casadis. Running back Roger, who gets a second handoff call. And kind of spins his way for a couple yards. Appears to be a little short of the first down. Maybe a pickup of about two. Benny Layton announcing that there are four prizes being offered by Ford Motors. Four tickets secretly hidden underneath the seats. And I feel bad for those really, really overweight fans that, as it is, you're kind of cramped there, with people sitting, so closely tight, packed together, trying to bend over and trying to reach in there, trying to look for a ticket that's glued. And they said it was glued, which probably makes it even more difficult to remove. So, I might be doing something after tonight's ball game. I might be crawling under the bleachers if all those prizes aren't claimed. I don't even know what they're giving, so maybe it's not even worth it. But, once again, that's courtesy of Ford Motors, or the Ford Motor Corporation, who is here tonight honoring quarterback Eric Nino for his award-winning performance 2 weeks ago. As on a first and 10, Nino drops back to pass. has a wide open receiver, number 11, Smiley Morales, and he gets down to close to about the 22, 23 yard line. Oh, I stand corrected. It's about the 18 yard line. So ball is at the 41, 21, 22, 23 yard gain. 23 yard reception for Smiley Morales. And quarterback Eric Nino just adding to his passing mark. First down and 10. It's a handoff. Short yard man, Justin Gossett, is picking up some decent yards there as he gets inside the 10-yard line. Probably going to be about an 8-yard gain as it appears to be a second and 2 from the 9-yard line. Once again, for those of you that may be just joining us, we are in the third quarter, 8 minutes and 12 seconds remaining. Your score, 35-16. As on second and short, Nino looking to pass, opts instead to roll out and dives to try to get a first down, but there is a flag that pops out towards the backside of the field. Once again, we saw an ejection earlier because of a similar type of situation, some pushing and shoving going on after the play, way, way far away from the play. And interesting to see whether some players get ejected here. Personal foul against the Yellow Jackets. Looked like number 14, Artie Tanguma, was involved in that particular scuffle, but he appears to still be in the game. So I guess no players will be ejected like what happened earlier in tonight's ballgame. And once again, player ejections just a precautionary measure that referees are taking to try to curtail a lot of the unnecessary fights, that have been occurring this season. Probably the most, I've seen in the last, 5 years happening between, not just, individual fights, but, fights breaking out between more than one player and with players from the sideline coming onto the field and engaging in those fights. So I want to avoid that situation as the Jackets now are thrown back 15 yards. Second and maybe about 16, 17 from about the 24-yard line. And needing about 17 yards for that first down. It is still second down, though, as the Jackets enter a doubles formation at the fullback position is number 14, Artie Tanguma. A position you're not really used to him seeing, probably putting him in there for blocking reasons. As that ball is going to be picked off by number 18 for the Mission High Eagles, and your nearly perfect performance by quarterback Eric Nino now has a slight tarnish as Nino kind of forcing that pass. It was a small, small window of opportunity for quarterback Eric Nino, and you see him there conferencing with Roger Garcia. I guess there was some miscommunication as far as where the route was exactly going to go, and got to give credit to the defender for the Eagles, who did a great job of jumping in front of Roger and picking that ball off. So the interception gives the ball now to the Eagles, first and 10 from about the 20-yard line, as Gonzalez drops back to pass. It's a receiver, picks up 5, still on his feet, running for some room, 10 yards, 15, finally pushed out of bounds after close to maybe about a 14-yard gain. Do want to let you know that one of our sponsors of tonight's ballgame is JBR Digital Imaging. That, of course, being run by Class of 1976 representative of Ed Calchelsa, George E. Sines, doing a heck of a job bringing all the latest photography of Ed Calchelsa football to football fans, Ed Calchelsa football fans from around the world. Trips formation. Gonzalez back to pass. Has some time. Hits number 9. And maybe about a 4 or 5 yard pickup, and we're starting to see this. We've seen this a lot. The first uh, this this first or excuse me this third quarter where the Eagles are hitting a lot of those short routes. They're I don't know exactly what they call them, but we call them here at Ed Calchosa zero routes, where the receiver runs about 5 yards, comes to a complete stop, and then turns around and comes back. I want to say it's a come and go route, but I'm not sure exactly what it's called. But nonetheless, they've been effective so far, as the Eagles now have a 2nd and 6. Handoff off the right side of the line. Small pickup, maybe about 2 yards. Brings up a 3rd and about 4 from the 41-yard line of the Yellow Jackets. As I was mentioning earlier, JBR Digital, along with Georgie Signs, has been bringing us a lot of the photos for this season, courtesy of his work. I do want to thank him and for the things that he's done. 3rd and about 4 from the 41-yard line. Dropping back to pass. Gonzalez, once again in that come-and-go route. And picks up enough yards for the first down, it appears.
Give me an hour, and I'll call you back. Bye-bye.
No, I stand corrected. The ball falls incomplete. It looked like the intended receiver might have been able to hold on to it, but it just kind of squibbed out at the last second. So it is an incomplete pass, and the punting unit for the Eagles comes out as this time looking to redeem himself after a 21-yard punt the previous attempt, having a much better effort as the ball rolls an additional 10, 15 yards. Officially, it'll be a 10, 20, 30, 39, 40-yard punt, and a much better effort there by the special teams punter of the Eagles. 1st and 10 from about the 19-yard line here at the 5-minute, 45-second mark of the third quarter. JBR Digital has been sponsoring a contest, which does expire today, so I'll probably turn it off at 12 p.m. Or midnight tonight. It's the Find the Photo contest, a very simple thing. All you got to do is log into his .photo account, look for a specific photo, which is a photo of a bunch of footballs, email that to the administrator for EEJacks.com, and you're entered into the contest. Quarterback Eric Nino drops back to pass, opts to keep the ball, and dodging defenders left and right, zipping through gaps that seem unzippable, but manages to pick up close to 17-yard run there by quarterback Eric Nino. Brings up a 1st and 10 from the 36-yard line. So I do want to remind you that if you have not entered the contest, final opportunity to do that. Up for grabs, a 16 by 20 poster by JBR Digital. And the snap is... Oh, geez. Oh, wow, what a series of events there. It looked like Nino was not anticipating the snap at all. The snap splits the fullback and the quarterback. It dribbles back maybe 15 yards. Nino, with a desperation attempt, picks up the ball and has a wide-open Smiley Morales downfield. The ball just didn't have enough zip to it, but it did hit the hands of Smiley Morales. It pops up after hitting the hands, and a tactful defender for the Eagles jumps into the path of that ball that's coming down and comes up with a big interception here for the Eagles. So the Eagles take over 1st and 10 from their 48-yard line. Gonzalez, plenty of time to throw, has another receiver open in that flats area, and he completes that pass. It's going to be close to about a 10-yard pickup. And, as I mentioned earlier, the underneath routes, all the short routes between that zone of 1 to 6 yards, pretty much being open all night. And, who was the receiver? Oh, I don't know. It might have been number 9. Well, Sorry, forgetting about moving the camera there. See, I'm telling you, I'm terrible, man. Oh, wide open, number four. That's going to be a 42-yard touchdown, 43-yard touchdown for the Eagles. You know, I was just commenting that part of the reason why a lot of those underneath routes are open is because the Jackets run a cover two defense in which they put two defenders, two safeties back into coverage. And, you know, with those two guys back there deep, you protect yourself from that deep threat, that deep pass, but you leave a lot of the stuff underneath, especially in the middle, where you have that linebacker that's has a responsibility of trying to cover all that huge space, that middle backer. So that leaves a lot of stuff open. So I'm guessing maybe the Jackets went to a cover three on that last particular play, and a blown coverage there is number four for the Eagles. Wide open, uncontested, marches 40, or excuse me, makes his way 43 yards for an easy mission Eagles touchdown. So with 4 minutes and 12 seconds remaining in the third quarter, your score now is 35-23 in favor of the Yellow Jackets. Well, we use this as an opportunity to take a quick pause for the cause. You are listening to Ed Calchosa Sports Radio.
While you enjoy the game, JVR Digital Imaging is hard at work bringing you all the up-close and personal action shots of Ed Calchosa football. Visit eejackets.com/JVR to access JVR Digital's .photo account, which ultimately will allow you to see action shots of tonight's game as well as others. Oh, there he goes again. JVR Digital Imaging, a proud sponsor of Ed Calchosa Sports Radio.
A high kick going to be picked up at about the 25-yard line. Roger Garcia still on his feet. And maybe picks up about 10 yards on that return. And, you know, I think the Eagles trying to avoid giving the ball to the deep men for the Yellow Jackets. But, you know, I still end up with decent field position here at the 35-yard line. Actually, more maybe the 36-yard line. First and 10, handoff to Roger Garcia, and he is just met about 3 yards deep by three Eagle defenders, and he's going to lose close to about 3 yards there on that handoff. And, you know, he almost did a little number there. He managed to break two of those three tackles, but unable to break the third tackler, or would-be tackler, and is going to be brought down for the loss. So it takes him back close to about 3 yards, second and 13 from the 33-yard line. Tight formation for the Yellow Jackets as Nino rolls out to the right, keeps the ball, tucks it, goes for a nice little maybe 6-yard gain as he gets to close to about the 39-yard line. On a third down play. Wow. You know, this is really humorous because, you know, the first couple weeks of the season, I would have been going crazy. You know, but I'm just so used to seeing those kind of crazy plays. And indeed, another example of a crazy play where I give a half-heartedly wow. A half-heartedly wow. Officially, courtesy of John Cannon, a 61-yard touchdown run by Eric Nino. And, you know, he splits a couple defenders, breaks about two or three tackles, You know, looks like he's going to be brought down for maybe a 10, 12-yard gain, but still manages to stay on his feet, and he's off to the races, 61 yards for the touchdown. This, of course, is quarterback Eric Nino, who is just having a field day tonight. And the PAT attempt, not sure if it was a bad snap or not, but it appears that Prado rolls to the left, or excuse me, to the right, on what might have been a hot route, and tries to hit Roger Garcia, but...
Oh, they went for two?
Yeah, they went for two. Roger Garcia is spun out of bounds with a no gain, so the two-point attempt is officially no good. Asking for time. See, you know, earlier I had it on the scoreboard and nobody was asking how much time was left on the game or the game clock. Now that it's not on the scoreboard, everybody wants to know. Let's see if I can find a little spot here. Two minutes and 38 seconds remaining here in the third quarter. As the quarterback Eric Nino show continues, the human highlight reel, as I like to call him, having another big game. As Miguel Garcia is going to put that yard, that kick about 5 yards deep into the end zone, and there will not be a return by the Eagles. First and 10 for the Eagles at the 20. And. Benny Layton starting something that never seen before in my 5 years here. Started it last week in Mercedes and it appears to have been rather successful. The Ed Calchoso wave may be reminiscent of the Eric Nino wave that we've been seeing tonight. Once again, another short pass route there for... not sure, number four possibly? Was it number four that caught that pass? Well, nonetheless, another short pass underneath that goes for about maybe 10, 11 yards. 11-yard gain, actually, and the ball will be at the 31, first and 10. Pistol formation. Quarterback opts to keep it, and tracking him down the line of scrimmage is Artie Tanguma. Joseph Garcia will be credited with a tackle, but on the assist, number 14, big ol' Artie Tanguma, who, you know, as I mentioned earlier in the first half, something that you haven't seen very characteristic in, you know, at least the last 5 years. You know, a lot of the star players for the Jackets not only excelling in the offense, but seeing a lot of playing time on the defense. You know, one of those players is... You know, Artie Tanguma playing a lot right now at the linebacker position. Another one, number 32, Roger Garcia, the running back, playing the cornerback position right now, given the earlier ejection. And it's Roger Garcia making the tackle there after, once again, another short yard pass. Maybe about a 6 yard gain there, 5-6 yard gain, as the ball is now spotted at about the 36 yard line. You know, I have a turkey leg that I bought earlier before the game started, still waiting for me. I know it's calling my name. I'm going to get to it before I go home tonight. Third and about five as Gonzalez draws back to pass. And a great reception there by number three, who was being double covered there, and he's still on his feet. Eventually, he's going to step out of bounds close to about the 44-yard line. And officially going to be an 18-yard gain. You know, once again, those, you know, you put somebody to sleep with those short routes, And it's only a matter of time before, you know, someone's going to miss a tackle, which was the case there. I didn't get quite to see who it was. I want to say it was number 14, Ardi Tanguma, who might have missed a tackle there on the receiver. And he turns that, what should have been maybe a 6-yard gain, into an 18-yard gain. As on first and 10, Eagles are in Mission High territory. And once again, hitting the short routes, maybe about a 6-yard gain. As 32, Roger Garcia steps up for the tackle. I stand corrected. It's closer to about a 7-yard gain. The ball will be spotted at the 37-yard line. Second and about 4, as Gonzalez rolls to the right, has a receiver open, number 3, with relative ease. And, you know, this entire drive has seen maybe about 6 completions by quarterback Gonzalez for the Eagles. And, you know, he looks crisp so far. He's definitely been putting a number here, hitting those short routes. And, you know, that's what you got to do as an offensive team.
247,
Nino?
No.
Really? Wow. Yeah, you know, that's what you got to do as an offensive unit. You know, a lot of times, if you're playing a defense as good as the Ed Calchoso defense, your best advantage is to try to, you know, hit them with what they do give you. And they're giving, you know, right now they're giving the Eagles all those short routes. I'm being informed that Gonzalez has over 200 yards passing for the Eagles. Passing for Gonzalez. By all means, not a not a shabby performance by on his behalf. You know, that's why a lot of times, you know, I think of like the district MVP the last year. It was I want to say the quarterback for Mission Veterans, Rick Alvarado. You know that. I mean, you know, Grant, you know, a lot of people complain that those teams, you know, like Mission Veterans, they, you know, they were barely a playoff team, and they have the district MVP. You know, the thing that they didn't make the playoffs. See, and the thing they complain about is that, you know, this guy didn't lead his team to the playoffs, but he's a district MVP. And, you know, but, you know, you can't negate the fact that these, you know, especially these quarterbacks from Mission High and Mission Veterans, I mean, all they do is pass the ball. So naturally, you know, these quarterbacks, you know, especially like, you know, I think of Rick Alvarado last year, the district MVP. I want to say he was a starter since his sophomore year. So, you know, he's got a lot of experience. And you know, he's old. He's owed that much. But, you know, he's paid his dues and stuff like that. But, you know, when your offense is strictly pass, well, I mean, naturally, you're going to have a great statistical performance. But, you know, I want to say, too, if you're comparing quarterbacks in 32-4A so far, you know, quarterback Eric Nino, I don't think he's the leading passer for the district. You know, I wouldn't be surprised if it's one of the Mission quarterbacks that is the top passer for 32-4A. As, you know, when, like I said, when your offense is strictly pass and, you know, you don't have a 100-yard rusher every game, well, then it's you know, no surprise that that might happen. But, you know, that's besides the point here, as there is an injured player for the Eagles down on the field. And just to kind of sum up the previous play, it was another pass completion up the middle of the field by Gonzalez, who I'm being told has 29 completions. Is that what you said? 31 attempts. And definitely a lot of completions if he's able to get those 250-plus yards of passing. But it will bring up a third and about 4 at the 24-yard line. And after the injury timeout, refs decide to call another official timeout to confer about something.
And
Oh, you know, I stand corrected. It was the end of the third quarter. So your score now stands as we enter the fourth quarter of tonight's ball game. Your Ed Calchelsa Yellow Jackets 41, the Mission High Eagles 23. Well, we use this opportunity to take a quick pause for the cause. You are listening to Ed Calchelsa Sports Radio.
EEJackets.com, your number one sports authority for everything Ed Calchelsa.
Third and five situation here is the Eagles with a trips right in a pistol formation. Fakes the handoff up the middle, rolls to the right, has a receiver open. He's going to catch it, and that's going to be a touchdown for the Eagles. You know, just despite what I was saying earlier, cannot negate the performance of Gonzalez for the Eagles, having a pretty good night. As with that touchdown pass, I'm sure he's now probably reached the 275-yard mark.
276 to be exact.
276. As the Eagles put up another touchdown, 41-29 is your score. And pending the PAT, you start seeing a Yellow Jacket lead slowly dwindle here in the fourth quarter. The PAT attempt is good. 41-30 is your score now. And, earlier comments that we were making during the half was whether Eric Mina was going to play in the fourth quarter. Well, now holding on to a slim 11-point lead, I have absolutely no doubt in my mind that Coach Solis will keep quarterback Eric Mina in the game, because, let's face it, 11 points, especially given the way they moved that ball this particular drive, well, the way they moved the ball the last two drives, with relative ease, man. I got to give credit to Coach Lee over there for the Eagles, really taking advantage of what the Ed Calchelsa defense is giving them, and has managed to successfully put up two touchdowns here in the third quarter and the closing and the opening seconds of the fourth quarter. So mad props to their adjustments at the half. Ball is going to roll out of bounds close to about the 20-yard line. And, of course, we're going to have a flag here. Probably going to give the Jackets the ball at the 30 or the 35. I want to say it's a 30. But, given the confusion we've been having with these referees lately, I don't know anymore. Or actually, you know what? I forget. The Jackets could also decline the penalty and force Mission to kick it again, which, looking at the reactions of the players, it appears that is what the situation is going to be. So the Eagles get pushed back 5 yards and will kick the ball again. 5-yard
penalty.
's going to be brought or picked up by number 11, Smiley Morales. He's going to be tackled hard, and actually looks like he was brought down by the face mask near the 25-yard line as a flag immediately flies into the vicinity. And if I'm indeed correct, it looks like the Jackets will have an additional 15 yards tacked on, so they may be starting from around the 40-yard line. We want to thank the listeners out there. Did have a total of 37 listeners at one point. Numbers have slowly dwindled down to about 25. 15 yards.
do want to thank you for your support, and I hope you're enjoying the show so far. As the Yellow Jackets holding on to an 11-point lead, 41-30, with another opportunity at the 40-yard line to score. First and 10, trips formation to the left. Nino dodges one potential sacker, and almost with a shoestring tackle, almost able to keep his balance, but it does give another Eagle defender enough time to step up and make to finish off the tackle. And Nino will probably have close to about a three-yard pickup. It will bring up a second and 7 from the 43-yard line. Second and about 7, 43-yard line. Trips formation to the left. Nino back to pass. Has Halomo open. Dodges one defender. Breaks another tackle. Finally brought down by three Eagle defenders. And he picks up enough yardage for the first down. So it'll probably see 43 down to the 54, 11 yards.
10 yards.
Yeah, 10-yard reception. Marked off for number 12, Jesse Halomo. Halomo with a reception there. Picks up 10, 11 yards. And they are now in the Jackets, that is, in Eagle territories. We now see a tie formation here. Smiley Morales in motion. Nino with the option. Opts to keep it. And tackled for a couple yard gain. But we do see flags fly out from the vicinity of... well, you know, I have a feeling it's probably going to be a defensive... offsides, unless it's an illegal formation. But they did let the play continue. So interesting to see what or who the call will be against. Ref appears to be conferencing with quarterback Eric Nino as Coach Lee on the mission sideline expressing his own issues of disgust, as it indeed is against the defense. 5 yards marked off brings up a first and 5 at the 42-yard line for the Yellow Jackets. You know, as if the Yellow Jackets didn't have any difficulty scoring, you certainly don't want to spot them any yards with careless penalties like we've seen so far. In this drive alone, a offsides along with a face mask has spotted the Jackets 15 yards as Halomo on a deep pass had a step. The ball was slightly overthrown, but you see him extend almost coming up with a reception as the ball just kind of dribbles out of his fingertips, and what, you know, if he pulls that down, it's a miraculous catch. But ball just slightly overthrown, but got to give effort to, or an A-plus for effort to Halomo for, you know, extending, you know, throwing himself out there to try to pick up that pass. Well, a second and 5, and we see another tight formation here from the Jackets as option play. This time, Nino fakes the option, decides to keep it, and running for tough yards, more and more tough yards. And he looks like he might be a little short of that first down marker, so he might have a 4-yard pickup. Stand corrected. It is a first down. So it should have been a 5-yard pickup there for quarterback Eric Nino on the keep option play. You know, there's situations like that where quarterback Eric Nino could have easily pitched that ball. You know, I'm not saying that the pitchman would have picked up the 5 yards for the first down, but, you know, that's just something where you don't want to see your quarterback take all this wear and tear. As on first and 10, Nino drops back to pass. Opts to keep it, dodging through the middle of the line, finally breaks to the left, and gee, I keep forgetting to move the camera over here. That's why I didn't want to do it. He's finally pushed out of bounds. And appears to be we have an injury timeout, and we'll use this as an opportunity to take a quick pause for the cause. You are listening to Ed Cal Chelsea Sports Radio.
You're listening to Ed Cal Chelsea Sports Radio, home of La Máquina Amarilla.
Injured player for the Yellow Jackets makes it off the field on his own power. And we will have a first down as Nino gets to about the 25-yard line, first and 10 for the Yellow Jackets. Appears to be maybe an audible play as Nino taking his time, finally takes a snap, hands off to Roger Garcia. Really no room to run. Makes a couple seams here and there before the ball is punched out of bounds from the hands of Roger Garcia. You know, really haven't seen the sort of year that I think a lot of people were expecting from Roger Garcia. Roger, of course, having a tremendous sophomore season, taking over in the absence of senior running back Roger Villalpando last year, and just has not lived up to the hype that a lot of people had set up for him in the preseason. But you have to kind of attribute it to maybe that the fact that he did leave the school for a while, was potentially going to go back to Lyford, so I'm sure that might have interfered with his offseason program. As on second and five, Nino drops back to pass, has a receiver open, but it's going to be batted away on a great defensive effort by the Eagles, and it falls safely incomplete. It will bring up a third down, third and close to about maybe six, as Roger will probably be chalked up with a four-yard gain on his previous attempt. You know, and I'm not really sure what it is. I think Nino, as the captain, takes bears the big burden of the team's weight. And, I can't think of any other reason why Roger hasn't been having the year that certainly I expected from him. Third down, Nino drops back to pass, has to avoid the rush. And he's going to pick up plenty of yards for the first down. Close to maybe about 10 yards on that particular play. And on that third and five, it brings the ball to about the 10-yard line. As Nino just continues to add to the statistical yards here, getting a number, 162 yards rushing on 14 carries for quarterback Eric Nino. I mean, that's because his passing was at...
he's got 390 total yards offense.
His passing was, 238.
390 total.
First and 10 from the 10 as Roger, on the reception, almost gets into the end zone on one of those crazy flip plays where Roger nearly does a 360 in the air, but falls just shy of the end zone, out of bounds, as the hitch or the short pass play will be officially maybe about a 8-yard pickup, as the Jackets are now at the 2-yard line. Second and two, or actually looks more like the 3-yard line. Second and two, as they do have an opportunity to pick up a first down here, despite being at the 3-yard line. Jackets in a tight formation. And number four, Justin Gossidis, in that very characteristic role that we've been seeing him all season long, on a dive play off the right side of the line, given the call, takes the ball 3 yards into the end zone. Touchdown for number four, Justin Gossidis of the Yellow Jackets. And Benny Layton here, kind of quieting the crowd here, as there's an announcement on behalf of kicker Miguel Garcia. Should be interesting to see what that is, but we'll wait It looks like he's going to wait for Miguel to attempt the point after. Kick is up. It is good. Mr. Layton there, dubbing a new name for Miguel Garcia, formerly known as La Bata. Now dubbed the new name El Pie de Oro, as he secures the point after. 48-30 is your score here. With 8 minutes and 32 seconds remaining in the fourth quarter. Definitely a high output offensively for both teams in tonight's ball game. More offense than I expected to see from both teams, but nonetheless turning out to be a somewhat interesting game. You know, a lot of fans here still. I see a couple fans finally making their way out, but the majority of the Edcal Chester fans still in the stands as Miguel boots that kick 5 yards deep, and it's going to be kneeled. And the Eagles will take over the 20-yard line. Eagles take over first and 10 from their 20-yard line.
48-30 in couch, 8:30 in the fourth. No, 48-30. What about you guys? Okay. Hey, you can have your phone on because I'm going to do a little story on East. Can you give me some of, like, what kind of happened?
First and 10. Handoff.
Okay, let's go.
It's a sweep to the right. As number four for the Eagles going to break it down the sideline.
I'm not sure. I haven't got any updates. This game has been wild, man.
Nice, nifty little play there.
Who read that one? Who read it? I'm in the press box. I got to write the stats down. I'll call you when I'm putting stuff. I'm doing stats, bye.
Number four on the carry appears to be a 15-yard gain as the ball is now spotted at the 35-yard line. Original starting point was at the 20. So the 15-yard pickup by number four for the Eagles. A huge gain. And, you know, now, for the most part, Mission Eagles have been very successful. Pass, pass, pass with that short pass. And now, you know, you have to wonder if that softened up the defense enough so that their running plays, especially the plays to the outside, have, you know, they, you know, you've tamed the aggressiveness of the defense. A bit of trickery there as a quarterback, you know, you know, John mentioned it. It's the razzle-dazzle of the Mission Eagles. But, you know, a quarterback, I mean, for I guess the untrained eyes, you know, I guess I'm calling myself an untrained eye, that just looks like he's confused and lost. Because, you know, it looks like he wanted to pitch the ball. It looks like he wanted to hand it off up the middle. Or if he was just faking both and he was going to roll out. And I guess, like I said, that's, you know, when you got middle linebackers that are keying on the quarterback, I guess that sign of confusion you know, keeps them in the place where they should be, as opposed to stepping up and trying to make a tackle. So, maybe it is an effective way of pausing the defense a bit. But there is a timeout for injury, so we'll use this as an opportunity to take a quick pause for the cause. You are listening to Ed Cal Chelsea Sports Radio.
While you enjoy the game, JBR Digital Imaging is hard at work bringing you all the up-close and personal snapshots of Edcal Chelsea football. Visit eejackets.com/JBR to access JBR Digital's .photo account, which ultimately will allow you to see snapshots of tonight's game as well as others. Oh, there he goes again. JBR Digital Imaging, a proud sponsor of Edcal Chelsea Sports Radio.
So after the injury timeout, it was number 53, Paul Gomez, who jumps up on his own power. And quad formation to the right, nobody in the backfield, as that ball is going to sail over the head of its intended receiver. And, you know, mission here, going to an open backfield, which pretty much means that they don't have any running backs out there. It's just the quarterback out there by themselves, and they're overloading, you know, the side, the wide side of the field with four receivers, and you're not really seeing a lot of pressure from the Edcal Chelsea defensive line. For the most part, they've been pretty quiet tonight. And you got to give credit to Gonzalez for the Mission Eagles. He's been doing a heck of a job of scrambling and rolling out and avoiding that pressure. But certainly would love to see a little bit more pressure from the D-line as they help to sequester the attempts of Gonzalez. Well, it's a third down and long as Gonzalez gets his man. He's wide open in the flats. He's going to pick up a first down and more. That was needed about close to 16, 17 yards for that first down. And a well-called play as Gonzalez looking to the right all the way. And that running back scrambles from the left-hand side to the flats. And a well-placed pass, hit on stride and picks up, you said 27? 23-yard reception there for the Eagles. Good enough for a first down.
300-yard mark, 309.
Jeez. Quarterback mission for the Mission Eagles has eclipsed the 300-yard mark, having, like I said, you know, a tremendous game, despite his team being down by 18 points. And, that's probably part of the reason why, you really can't overlook guys like him, despite the fact that, you know, his team is 2-4 at this point. They're 2-1 in district. You know, of course, we don't know how things are going to turn out in the end. But this team could potentially end up 3-4 or something like that, or 4-3. Does that mean that they're not, you know, worthy of district awards? Well, you know, that's not a decision I'm going to make. As on 1st and 10, Gonzalez drops back to pass again, hits a receiver. And close to another 10-yard pickup. And some more late hitting going on there as flags immediately fly up to sequester any sort of events that might go out of hand. Officially, the ball is going to be spotted at the 35-yard line. So without the penalty, it would be a 10-12-yard reception for the Eagles. And, it's a combination of things where we're really not seeing a lot of pressure from the D-line. There's this a big cushion being set up by the Jacket secondary. And we're just not as quick. And, you know, it just may partly be because they don't want to get burned on that deep route, which has already happened tonight on two different occasions where the Eagles have managed to strike long and hard for a touchdown. Or for touchdowns. So, you know, that might be part of the reason why you see that big cushion being played by the Jacket secondary. You know, and you also got to maybe accredit to the fact that the normal starter, number 26, Felix Garcia, who has been replaced by his brother, number 32, Roger Garcia, he's not in the ballgame right now. So you have to wonder what kind of factor that may be playing in the Jacket secondary in regards to all these completions that, Gonzalez is having for the Eagles. Well, quick officials timeout. We'll use this as a timeout of our own. You are listening to Ed Calchelsa Sports Radio.
EEJackets.com, your number one sports authority for everything Ed Calchelsa.
Once again, EEJackets.com, your number one sports authority for everything Ed Calchelsa. This, of course, game being sponsored by EEJackets.com, as well as a longtime sponsor. Well, I say longtime, but he's been helping EEJackets.com out for the last 2-3 years, Mr. George E. Sines. 1st and 10 from the 50-yard line, and there's the pressure that I was talking about. Oh, and it's appears to be a fumble, but the Mission High Eagles retain possession there, and I was talking about more pressure being required from the defensive line. And in stylable fashion, I mean, I'm not sure if there was a blitz coming in, but two defenders for the Jackets putting on lots of pressure there on a quarterback, Gonzalez, that has been having a lot of time to throw. And he ends up coughing up the ball. But luckily for the Eagles, they're able to fall on the ball and retain possession. So the loss will be close to about 9 yards. It'll bring up a second and 19 from the 41-yard line. And we have another official's timeout as the refs are conferencing here. And, you know, it's probably part of the reason why this game's been delayed so long. There's probably been about 10 or 15 different delays where the refs conference over a call that's being made. Second and 19, 41-yard line. Gonzalez back to pass. Plenty of time. And he's going to get sacked by number 52. Let me see. I'm going to have to go back to my roster and find out exactly who that is. Number 52 for the Yellow Jackets. It appears to be Alex Garcia, a junior on the team. Not really a regular starter for the Yellow Jackets. So, you know, that I didn't even take that into consideration. It just may be that the Jackets have tried to, you know, with this 18-point lead, have opted to maybe put in some of their second group guys, as number 52, Alex Garcia, coming up with a big sack there. But you know what? After the sack, there's a big penalty. It appears to be maybe a 10-yarder. Oh, it looks like a 15-yarder. And it's going to throw the Eagles back even further. It still will be second down. But now they're starting from their 23-yard line. And they need to travel to the opposite end of the 40. 23, so that's 25, 27. They need to travel 37 yards for the first down. Second and 37. As Gonzalez drops back to pass, having to scramble, and finally wisely dumps the pass off. And picks up a decent game, number three. So from the 23, the ball's moved over to about the 32. So probably about a 9-yard pickup. Still facing a third and long. If it was a 9-yard pickup, they're still facing about a 28-yard, third and 28 here. Six minutes and 10 seconds remaining here in the fourth quarter. Your score 48-30 in favor of the Yellow Jackets in what has been one heck of a long game. Third and 28 for the Eagles. Trips formation to the left. Gonzalez back to pass. Has some time. That ball's going to be picked off. Oh, man. In and out of the sure hands of Jesse Halomo, who has just caught everything that's gone his way. But, a little tangle there between Jesse Halomo and Isaac Prado, both of them going for the ball in what should have been an easy pick for either one. But, I guess just no communication there as they both go for the pick and they both knock each other out. And the ball safely falls incomplete. But nonetheless, it will bring up a fourth down. And the Eagles, with a fourth and 28, will be forced to punt the ball. Let's see if they can get it back. Yeah, they get it back past the original line of scrimmage. As there's a good roll as number 12, Jesse Halomo, picks up the ball. And, oh, man, he gets pounded for his efforts.
20, 30, 40.
It'll probably be about a 42-yard punt, so a much better effort by the punter for the Eagles. This time putting up a punt of about 42 yards, and Halomo with no return on that particular punt. Going to be tackled for an immediate loss. Jackets in the tie formation, and it appears Nino's still in the game as he hands the ball off to Roger. And Roger, making some moves of his own, breaks a tackle, two or three tackles. And, you know, Roger should have had about a 4-yard loss there. And, he's just doing his stuff there. And I really wish I had an answer for you guys. I mean, I'm sure coaches on the sidelines are scratching their heads too, you know, as are a lot of fans here in the stadium, you know, as to, you know, why Roger just hasn't had the type of year we're expecting. But, you know, when you watch runs like that, you know, where he turns a four-yard loss into a five-yard gain, you know, you would think that he would, you know, definitely be playing maybe second fiddle to Andrew Alvarado out of Westlake East for the rushing title. Second and about five from the 35-yard line. As it'll be a toss to the right-hand side to Roger. Roger has some room to run. Oh, a shoestring tackle there. As good job there by the outside linebacker there, avoiding the chop block by lead blocker Justin Casares to dive and make a shoestring tackle. And looks like Roger might have gotten back to the original line of scrimmage. It'll bring up a third and about four from the 35-yard line. Well, 4 minutes and 21 seconds remaining here in the fourth quarter. I mean, given the 18-point lead, you kind of figure that this game is pretty much almost over. But, you know, the fact that the Jackets still have their starters in, you know, you have to figure they're trying to put up another score here on third and four. As Rodgers hit on a short route, has some room to run, going to pick up that first down. Barely. I was looking a little ahead there. He barely picks up that first down as he gets to about the 40-yard line. A lot of fans for the Mission High Eagles still in the stands showing their support for their team that did put a scare on the Jackets, as on first down, Nino opts to keep the ball on an option play, and he's going to be tackled for close to about a 3-4 yard loss. You know, and like I said, that's just one of those instances where, you know, Nino's got to pitch that ball, you know, as he is still on the ground. Does not appear to be severely injured or anything like that. Just a little slow getting up. And as I mentioned, you know, you hate to see your star quarterback that has put up a performance as he has trying to, you know, gain extra yards here. You got to pitch that ball, in my opinion. But he will stay down on the turf. And it doesn't appear, like I said, to be any major injury. Probably a cramp. Probably, you know, somebody fell on it wrong. But it will bring up an official's timeout. And we'll use this as an opportunity to take a timeout of our own. You are listening to Ed Cal Chelsea Sports Radio.
Can't make the big Yellow Jacket game this weekend? Don't worry. Ed Cal Chelsea Sports Radio has you covered. Working in conjunction with EEJackets.com, Ed Cal Chelsea Sports Radio is working to broadcast all the big Ed Cal Chelsea sporting events over the internet. Visit www.eejackets.com for the latest internet broadcasting schedule.
And quarterback Eric Nino gets up off the field in his own power. But Solis using this as an eye-opening opportunity that it's probably time to get your starters out. With 3 minutes and 28 seconds remaining in the fourth quarter. And Isaac Prado has checked into the game.
I can't get a hold of Claire. So I'll try to call Claire.
Well, it was a penalty on the play. It was a penalty on the play as Prado hands the ball off to Roger, who has some room to run. Gonna picks up 10 yards past the 50 to the 45. One man to beat. As he crosses the 35-yard line. So ball was about the 30-yard line. 10, 20, 30.
Was it the
26?
24 plus 15 is 39 yards.
So Roger Garcia with a 39-yard run that takes the Jackets into Eagle territory and spots the ball at the 34-yard line. What's that?
It's his longest run of the night.
Yeah. And, yep, so Lease does opt to keep out Nino, and it's not that he's injured or anything like that. It's just a move that you make with 3 minutes now remaining in the fourth. Yeah, you keep your quarterback out. As Bravo has a little difficulty with the center exchange, ball is fumbled, but he quickly falls on it as he is tackled. And of course, that's something you tend to expect to see from a quarterback. A young quarterback. You know, being that Bravo's a junior, and you know, from a quarterback that's cold. You know, Bravo, of course, taking the snaps for the first two series for the Yellow Jackets. And now being asked to finish off the game here, you know, it's not quarterback is not exactly a position that you can jump into and excel. As on the pitch play to Roger, runs to the right, has some room to run, finally brought down by about three tacklers, close to about the 30-yard line, maybe a pickup of about five or six. Actually, it'll be a pickup of about 7 yards. And it'll bring up a third and about five. You got to remember that on the previous fumble, Bravo losing 2 yards on the fumbled exchange. So 7 yard pickup brings up a third and five for the Yellow Jackets. And as the clock continues to run, 1:40, you know, I have to wonder if the Jackets are going to go for it if they don't make it on this fourth down. But Roger Garcia running hard is not going to make the first down, and we see a late flag fly in, and not sure what that's going to be, but the Jackets will be short of the fourth down, or will be short of the first down, and pending any penalty against the Mission High Eagles, we'll have a fourth and short. It appears to be a holding against the Yellow Jackets. It's going to take them back about 10 yards. Now we have a Yellow Jacket timeout here with 1:27. We'll use that as an opportunity to take a timeout of our own. You are listening to Ed Calchelsa Sports Radio.
Baseball, football, basketball, soccer. Even if we had swimming or underwater basket weaving, we would cover it on EEJackets.com.
EEJackets.com, your number one sports authority for everything. Ed Calchelsa. EEJackets.com, your number one sports authority for everything. Ed Calchelsa.
We are back, 1:27 here, as Bravo has been relegated to take the remaining snaps in this final few minutes of the ball game. And after the timeout, refs go ahead and set the ball up and are preparing themselves for a fourth down situation. It'll be fourth and close to about 16, 17 yards for the Yellow Jackets. And another timeout by the Yellow Jackets. And, I, along with probably about half the people in the stadium, are baffled here. Was that back-to-back timeouts by the Yellow Jackets? I'm not going to question it. Yellow Jackets up by 18 points, 48-30. I'll just use that as another opportunity to take another pause for the cause. You are listening to Ed Calchelsa Sports Radio.
Thank you.
what happened in tonight's game, look online at eejackets.com for stats, highlights, pictures, and more. Again, brought to you by eejackets.com, the unofficial website of the Yellow Jackets.
And it was a field goal attempt, apparently was the call, as the ball doesn't even come close. The ball is going to be returned. And, yeah, I don't know about that, man. That would have, you know, looking at the spot of the ball was at the 40. It was probably like a 56-yard attempt. You know, I don't see any flags waving right now, so I don't know where the wind is coming out of here at Yellow Jacket Stadium. But 56-yard attempt might be just outside of the reach. Well, it's obviously as the ball maybe gets to about 5 yards deep in the end zone. It's clearly about 10, 15 yards short of the field goal. But nonetheless, an opportunity to give some experience for your kicker, kind of get a better idea of what kind of range you might have. And that's what Solis opts to do, and that explains the second time out as the Mission High Eagles now take possession of the ball after returning the kick. And, you know, that's just one of those situations where, damn, they should have probably just let the ball go, because now they start first and 10 from about the 8-yard line, and that just doesn't seem right at all. But, you know, I don't know. I mean, that's the nature of the beast. First and 10, 1 minute, 10 seconds remaining. And we got a handoff with a lot of room to run up the middle. Then across the 30, gets to about the 40-yard line. So a nice pickup by the running back. And it was just a simple dive play up the middle. And I see immediately about three starters getting back into the game for the Yellow Jackets. I think try to give an opportunity to some of the younger players, but just not quite ready for varsity Friday Night Lights, as the Eagles make them pay for close to about a 36-yard pickup on that previous play. But nonetheless, youngins that are getting into the ball game, welcome to varsity football. Your time will come. As on first and 10, similar like handoff, this time Tony Sanchez stepping up and making a shoestring tackle after maybe picking up about 7 yards on the play. And Tony Sanchez stays on the ground as he probably might have taken the air out on that particular tackle that he made. Well, the timeout will give us an opportunity to take a quick pause for the cause. You are listening to Ed Calchelsa Sports Radio.
Calchelsa Sports Radio, brought to you by CV the Hispanic Titanic, alongside with the host, with the most, Perry Ellis, bringing you games live from the Hive.
EEJackets.com, your number one sports authority for everything at Calchelsa.
Once again, listening to Ed Calchelsa Sports Radio 42, Tony Sanchez up on his own power. And play will resume as the clock continues to run. 35 seconds here on a second and two from the 46-yard line. And not really much desperation here coming from the Eagles to try to quickly run a playoff, as it looks like they are content with just letting time expire. As you don't really see any, you haven't seen any pass attempts. You've seen three straight running plays by the Eagles, and like I mentioned, Lee is with 18 seconds now remaining and an 18-point deficit. The game is well within the reaches of a potential comeback. So Lee just content with ending the game on this note. As we see the fourth handoff of the drive, and Mission High having some success, picking up another 6-7 yards on the play, as there are now 2.8 seconds remaining here in the fourth quarter. This game is pretty much all but over. Go ahead and flash a shot of the scoreboard here, as obviously the play for you know, the last play of the game is essentially irrelevant. Appears to we have a timeout of some sort. Not sure who called the timeout, but gives us the opportunity to use a timeout of our own. Want to thank our sponsor, number one sponsor of tonight's ball game, JBR Digital. Throw them a quick shout out there, JBR Digital Imaging.
While you enjoy the game, JBR Digital Imaging is hard at work bringing you all the up-close and personal action shots of Ed Cal Chelsea football. Visit eejackets.com/JBR to access JBR Digital's .photo account, which ultimately will allow you to see action shots of tonight's game as well as others. Oh, there he goes again. JBR Digital Imaging, a proud sponsor of Ed Cal Chelsea Sports Radio.
Well, the final play of the game was a pass attempt, a Hail Mary type of play to just kind of maybe give a shot to the end zone here from about the 45-yard line. But that ball is safely going to fall into the hands of Joseph Garcia, who will pick up his, I want to say, his third interception of the season. And a bit of theatrics here towards the end of the game. Garcia picking the ball off at about the 10-yard line. Makes a great effort to try to advance up the field. Advances about 30 yards. Little dodging here and there. Couple spins. Couple broken tackles. But eventually, all to no avail as he's eventually tackled. And the clock officially runs out. Your final score here from Majestic Yellow Jacket Stadium. Your Ed Cal Chelsea Yellow Jackets pulling out a victory to the tune of 48-30. Over the visiting Mission High Eagles, and that sets the tone for the next 3 weeks as the Jackets are now entering the final 3 weeks of their district championship. And for the most part, two out of the three remaining opponents with two of the worst records in the league, so not necessarily putting up much of a fight or much of a concern for the Yellow Jackets. I think at this point, with the exception of Mission Veterans, who they do, by the way, have next week, this ball game is you know, you have to wonder whether the Jackets are going to start thinking about playoffs after next week, because you know, district is pretty much a given. District is pretty much a given here for the Yellow Jackets as they now enter the following week with a 7-0 record in this regular season play and a 4-0 record in district play. They are the only team that is undefeated in district play. Just to quickly look at some of the stats for tonight's ball game, or not stats, but some of the figures. Of course, Ed Cal Chelsea handing Mercedes their only loss. They're at 2-1. Westlake East also suffering one loss. They're at 2-1. So definitely going to be a big matchup when Mercedes finally has their showdown with Westlake East to see who will be the runner-up in 32-4A. But you know, being that Ed Cal Chelsea has defeated both of those teams, you know, they would need to lose two games in order to share a district title. So even one loss, whether it be to Mission Veterans next week, La Jolla or Roma, will not ruin their district championship contentions. But nonetheless, the Jackets will face off against the Mission Veterans Patriots. You know, the following week, that game is scheduled for October 24th, and you know what, I'm going to have to pull out my calendar because I have a strange feeling that the 24th, nope, I stand corrected, I was going to say the 24th was on a Saturday, but it is not, the 24th is on a Friday, so next ball game will be next Friday at Mission, Tom Landry Stadium, against the Mission Veteran Patriots, October 24th, 2008. Well, hopefully you guys will have an opportunity to join us. If not, you can count on Ed Cal Chelsea Sports Radio to continue to bring you live coverage. Hopefully, my main man that takes care of the video will step up and be able to continue his supportive ways. So that way we'll have a more organized front here, more organized effort. So that way we can continue to bring you that live feed along with the audio feed. Do want to remind you that more than likely during the playoffs, just to avoid any sort of controversy, any sort of situation, more than likely there will not be any video being broadcast during the playoffs. It'll be strictly audio. And of course, that that's a decision that I'm making here, you know, for myself. And it's just a decision that you know, it's I don't want to get into any kind of red tape here. So I've made the call on my own, and it's nothing that has anything to do with any of the athletic director or the head coach or anything like that. But by all means, should be an interesting game next week, and that's what the Jackets have to do: take care of next week, 1 week at a time, and get themselves ready for a playoff run that many people are anticipating to be potentially the greatest, if not matching the 89 season playoff run, potentially the greatest playoff run of Ed Cotulsa history. So once again, your final 48-30 here, and looking to my clock, it's officially 11 o'clock, so this game going about 30 minutes longer than it normally does. Finally coming to a conclusion in what was a doozy of a ball game, but nonetheless a great ball game. Congratulations to the Yellow Jackets. Amen. Well, normally I'd have my post-game commentary here, but you got to face the facts. There's no one here to talk to, and quite honestly, I'm getting a little tired of talking to myself, so we're going to go ahead and call it an evening. I do want to thank you guys for listening. By all means, your positive comments and the gratitude that a lot of you guys have been showing is definitely well worth the, you know, the encouragement that myself and the people that help me out go through. And you know, it makes us feel good that there are people out there that appreciate what we're doing. So mucho gracias to all you guys out there. Thank you very much for your support, and let's go Yellow Jackets. With that said, you are listening to Ed Cotulsa Sports Radio. One quick shout out: JBR Digital Imaging, your sponsor for Ed Cotulsa Sports Radio.
While you enjoy the game, JBR Digital Imaging is hard at work bringing you all the up-close and personal action shots of Ed Cotulsa football. Visit eejackets.com/JBR. to access JBR Digital's .photo account, which ultimately will allow you to see action shots of tonight's game as well as others. Oh, there he goes again. JBR Digital Imaging, a proud sponsor of Ed Cotulsa Sports Radio. When it comes to our photography needs, eejackets.com turns to JBR Digital Imaging. Servicing the Mid-Valley for several years now, JBR Digital is owned and operated by George E. Sines, EE grad of 76. Fulfill your photography needs by contacting JBR Digital at 956-499-6374 or by sending an email to jbrdigital@yahoo.com. JBR Digital is a proud sponsor of Ed Cotulsa Sports Radio.
Baseball, football, basketball, soccer, even if we had swimming or underwater basket weaving, we would cover it on eejackets.com.
eejackets.com, your number one sports authority for everything. Ed Cotulsa.